Good morning, everyone. My name is Hassan. I'm a student, a PhD student of Tutorial University. I come from Japan. Today, I'm going to speak about how to determine irrigation depth using numerical model of crop response to irrigation and quantitative weather forecasts. Integrating information of soil, plant, atmosphere in numerical model should improve irrigation water application. In fact, most of farmers still rely on their intuition to apply irrigation depth. They may apply excessive or insufficient water to plants. In so doing, they waste water or deduct the yield. So the first challenge for us is how to determine irrigation water. On the other hand, many researchers work in improving either water use efficiency or water productivity. However, for farmers seek to maximize net income. So the second challenge for us is how to maximize net income considering irrigation depth. We know that simple automated irrigation system with sensor can satisfactorily meet crop water needs, but it requires high initial investment. It's difficult to adjust irrigation interval to weather forecast. Then we have to consider weather forecast in order to manage irrigation water. Therefore, we developed a numerical scheme in order to determine an optimum irrigation depth and maximize a net income at each irrigation interval. So we carried a field experiment to evaluate its benefit, I mean numerical scheme, compared with automated irrigation method to check the accuracy of a numerical simulation model to reproduce water flow in the soil. Our numerical scheme consisted of two steps. The first step is estimation of net income. Net income was calculated as a function of cumulative transpiration and water price using this formula. The first term in this formula refers to the income during interval, which includes the price of crop, water use efficiency, cumulative transpiration, and correction factor. Second term of this equation refers to the cost, which includes the price of water, water depth, and other costs like fertilizer and labor. Note that we set the price of water at high price to give farmer incentive to save irrigation water. So by subtracting the cost from the income during interval, we may estimate the net income during an interval. Second step, determination of optimum irrigation depth. In order to determine irrigation depth, Fujimaki et al. 2050 proposes the following scheme. First, response of transpiration to irrigation depth can be empirically described by this formula. Cumulative transpiration as a function of water depth. Each sub t, E sub t and P sub t fitting parameters, t node or 2 sub 0 mean initial transpiration when the applied irrigation water equals 0. Second step is the maximal net income is obtained when the derivative of net income at irrigation for irrigation water equals 0, then we find this equation to determine irrigation depth. Simply, if this relation between irrigation depth and net income at the maximum point of net income, irrigation depth is determined. Our scheme is incorporated in a WASH two-dimensional model. What is WASH two-dimensional model? It is a numerical model of crop response to irrigation and quantity weather forecast. It solves governing equations for two-dimensional movement of water, solute, and heat in soils. It was developed by Professor Haruko Fujimaki, Arida Research Center, Tokyo University, Japan. When and how do we perform this simulation? In the early morning of each irrigation interval, we have two steps. The first step is update run for the previous information from last interval to estimate initial condition, which is needed to the second step, which is optimization run. By interconnecting weather forecast for the next interval, irrigation interval, we make prediction. So this is a visual example show how our model working in the update run for 48 hours. It simulated the rain and irrigation habits. Those examples show outputs of our scheme. So as you can see here, optimum irrigation depths and expected net income during interval. When the rainfall is sufficient, so we may get this result. We carried out a field experiment in arid land center in sandy field with two treatments, automated treatments and numerical treatments, two replicates for each. We used drip irrigation to irrigate. The drip irrigation set distance between lateral 90 cm and the emitter space 20 cm. We used tap water to irrigate. We used TDR system to monitor soil water content in soil. We used the light meter to observe evapotranspiration. Irrigation interval was set 2 days, fixed interval 2 days for numerical treatment, while for automated irrigation system trigger value at 15 centimeter depth was 0.09. This is the experiment, some picture from my experiment. So let me talk for a part of my experiment. So the first variation of leaf area and the biomass between the two treatments. We measured leaf area after the planting date for 4 times. As well, we measured the biomass. We can see here that numerical treatment increased both of them than automated irrigation treatment. The reason may be much water was applied by automated irrigation system that may be leached nutrients deeply over plant roots too. To check the accuracy of the model, we measured the volumetric water content in X and Y. X means the horizontal distance from the tube, and Z is irrigation or soil depth. So we measured volumetric water content 5 cm under the plant, 45 cm under the root zone of the plant. And also we measured the volumetric water content in the center between the two laterals to check the response of the model to rainfall. So in all depths, on all points, the model is simulated volumetric water content fairly. So this is a real example show how the numerical simulated optimized irrigation. So the red curve referred to the cumulative transpiration during the interval. The blue curve show the net income during interval. At the maximal net income, irrigation depth was selected 0.07 to apply. Finally, I would like to show the final net income by numerical treatment. The yield was increased by 47% in numerical treatment, and irrigation water was saved by 18% for the treatment. Note that we price water, so application of a numerical scheme increased net income by 55% compared to automated irrigation system. So in conclusion, we validated a numerical scheme which proposed by Fujimaki et al. 2015 in order to determine irrigation depths. We carried out a field experiment to evaluate benefits of the numerical scheme compared with automated irrigation system. Although the accuracy in rain forecast was poor, results showed that numerical scheme could increase both net income and yield production 55%, 47% respectively, and saved irrigation water with 18% compared to automated irrigation method. Finally, proposed scheme well simulated soil water content at each observed depth. Thank you very much.
Regarding the weather forecast, I wonder what kind of parameters you are trying to forecast, or what parameters are you using for the forecast?
The forecast, actually we set the weather forecast or the weather forecast for 2 days, okay? And the weather forecast is the free weather forecast from downloading from the internet. We use the Yahoo Japan, for example, in case of Japan, we use Yahoo Japan to, how to say, to download this data. So we use this temperature and other, but...
Trying to estimate potential
evapotranspiration
or rain, what are you trying to estimate with the weather forecast?
Yeah, to weather forecast to calculate potential evapotranspiration. And by from the potential evapotranspiration, we estimate transpiration itself separately than evaporation, which is measured by or simulated by a bulk density, bulk transfer equation in that model.
Okay, we have time for a few more questions if there are any.
So you try to use the weather forecast. They weren't very informative. I'm not surprised. Did you try, in a sense, to use historical probabilities of rainfall amounts or temperature?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, we have this data. I just showed a few results only from my experience. I measure many things, like weather forecasts, the amount of irrigation, I set the station to record itself, to record weather data and compare to the forecasted. So actually I have the forecasted data and I have actual data, then I have compared with them. But for rain forecast, we found that it is much big difference for forecasting. It means the accuracy is very low.
How did you handle a root system characterization?
Yeah, actually, we use the macroscopic approach model. Yeah. Before that experiment, we carried out a boot experiment to estimate the macroscopic parameter response function using matrix potential and osmotic potential.
Regarding the root function, the root water uptake, mm-hmm. It looks like that you have sandy soil there. I don't know in Japan, it's very sandy soil, yes?
Yeah. This is 99%.
From the picture, you can see that it's sandy soil, but in sandy soil, if you irrigate, a lot, like you showed in your calculation,
yeah.
There's no reduction in transpiration, but I wonder if it will be okay in more clay soil. What is the model that you're using for root water uptake?
Macroscopic model.
Yeah, but which one?
Feeds to some.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you use the limiting threshold values for your crop?
Yeah. For the model, I have to input the outputs of. Of that model on it, then.
Okay, thank you.